were congested there, as well as Norman Bridge and Highway 331 outbound. No accidents that we know of, though, at this moment. Invisible Fence, that's a system that keeps your pet safe at home, but the professional training by Vicky makes all the difference. Call Vicky at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585 for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
Duck in for a deal at Brubaker and save big with amazing deals on cars, trucks, and SUVs. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at brubaker.com.
Ah, springtime in Alabama, when a young man's fancy turns to tuning up his AC. Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing, your Bryan dealer. How can we make you smile?
Hi, Clark. I have a problem with my AC system.
What is it?
You know, the machine that cools my house?
Right. I'm on my way. Tell me, how long has it sounded like this?
A year, or two, or maybe five.
Son, you ought to join the Clark Club.
I don't play golf.
No, no. This is a program that automatically includes spring and fall tune-ups for your cooling and heating system.
Oh, so I won't forget.
Exactly. Just $159 a year includes two tune-ups, plus members get a lower service fee and great discounts on repairs and supplies like filters and thermostats.
Perfect. Hey, can I also get a reminder about my anniversary?
You're on your own there, kid. To keep your AC system running great, better call Clark. Visit ClarkComfort.com for more information.
Bryant, whatever it takes, better call Clark.
$159 Clark Club price covers one system with discounts for additional systems. Alabama certification 99004.
The Harbor at Hickory Hill of Prattville is the first choice for assisted living and memory care in the River Region. The newly remodeled facility offers a lifestyle that promotes independence and the opportunity to live life to the fullest while creating a warm environment that feels like home. The residents are enjoying activities in the company of each other and have the attentive assistance of a caring, experienced team. Assistance is available for veterans who qualify. To learn more about the Harbor or to schedule a tour, call Christy Goodwin at 334-224-0158. Life is good at the Harbor.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Today is May 11th, Eat What You Want Day. If you want to go off your diet, this is the one solitary day of the year to do it. If you don't count Thanksgiving and Christmas. Oh, and Easter, the 4th of July, Memorial Day, Labor Day, Halloween, and every Sunday during football season. So eat up on Eat What You Want Day.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. A federal judge has dismissed the National Rifle Association's bankruptcy case, leaving the gun rights group to face a New York State lawsuit accusing the NRA of financial abuses and that aims to put it out of business. The case was over whether the NRA should be allowed to incorporate in Texas instead of New York, where the state is suing in an effort to disband the group. The Israeli city of Tel Aviv is under fire from a barrage of rockets launched from the Gaza Strip. The attack closed the main international airport. Hamas says it has launched a total of 130 rockets, its most intense strike so far. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Hamas will pay a heavy price. Stocks closing lower on Wall Street. The Dow dropped 473 points. The NASDAQ was down a dozen. The S&P 500 off 36. This is SRN News.
The following are real-life stories from Trinity Debt Management.
My story begins with debt, a lot of debt.
I used my credit cards as a source of income.
It was not a good situation.
I couldn't pay my bills.
The interest on the cards was really high.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496.
I initially was scared to call, and immediately I felt relief.
They contacted all of our creditors, and they put us on a plan for success.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
I've been able to pay off close to $15,000.
We're doing a lot better.
Please pick up the phone and see how affordable and easy it is to pay off your debt.
It's a godsend.
We're debt-free for keeps.
Call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496. That's 1-800-936-5496.
Submitted for your approval, a
society where nobody showed their face because they were always covered in masks.
What are you talking about? That's been like the last year of my life.
Oh, well, picture a world where you could never leave your home.
Yeah, dude, I never leave my house. None of us do.
Really?
Yeah, really.
How about a place where you go to work, have lunch at a restaurant, and shake hands with your coworkers?
Whoa, creepy.
You're about to cross over into the Twilight Zone.
It is Twilight Zone Day, and there is a place where you can go and have some fun this weekend. We're going to talk to our friend Ken Reynolds about that in a second. First, though, Mr. Right on the Money, Brant McDonald from Invista Advisors, who is ready to lead his young Tigers into victory on the T-ball battlefield today.
That's exactly right. And you know what? It's really neat because I've been watching the weather, and it looks like the storms have just parted perfectly for us to get this game going at 5 o'clock. So we're excited. I know the kiddos are excited, and it should be a fun game.
Well, I had requested that from Rich Thomas. I placed an order with him to have clear weather for the T-ballers today.
Good job. Yeah, buddy. Thanks, I had a sneaky suspicion you were behind all this.
I know people.
I know.
I have clout. It's curable. anyway, today just wasn't a very happy day on Wall Street. What were the driving forces?
Yeah, you know, Greg, a lot of times we come on the air, we talk about market valuations, right? I mean, it's a nonstop discussion where you have so many different variables, so much different data that sort of ebbs and flows and does absolutely have an impact on market valuation. And here recently, you know, we've talked about a market that's really sort of priced to perfection, if you will. You look at all these growth names that I've been talking about so long now, where they're a bit stretched in, running a little hot. We've largely tried to be under-allocated those names, and in some cases, zero allocation, if you will. Just because of these rich, rich valuations. And the story, you know, in the headlines, when you look at it, we see inflation really beginning to rear its ugly head. That's beginning to run hot. As I've said for some time, I think we're in the second inning of this. But, you know, today we wake up and we see this news with the Colonial Pipeline and its impact. And I've been keeping a close watch on this thing just because it does have economic implications. Certainly they say they think that they can, get back online here within a few days. And hopefully that's true. I mean, I really, really hope that's true, because if they're not able to, you're going to start to really see massive disruptions in terms of supply chains at a time where we already have real issues going on.
Yeah.
So that's a big deal. Hey, you know what? I just thought of, I did want to mention this to you. I brought you a new sponsor to the show. They had a great meeting with Jane today. It's a cybersecurity company of all things. Actually, a company, Alpha One Operations, which will be a new sponsor for you. We're a customer of theirs. We're a customer of theirs. This whole cyber thing has scared the daylights out of us. You know, it's one of those things where it's a game changer, dude. I mean, if you get hit, it's almost a game over scenario. So, we're bringing all the top flight resources to bear at our company to protect our institution, everything we work so hard for, but most importantly, to protect our clients and their data. And that's what Alpha One specializes in. So I'm excited to see you work with them and get the word out, get the message out that Montgomery, Alabama now has really a top drawer solution for cybersecurity needs for small businesses here in Montgomery and the Tri-County area.
Their timing, impeccable. Quickly, a preview of tomorrow, or is that kind of hard to gauge at this point in the day?
A preview for the company?
For the market tomorrow, do you see this?
Oh,
is today just like a correction day, and then it'll bounce back, or do you see this continuing?
Yeah, I think we're in for a rough patch here. I really do. As I said, I think markets have gotten a little bit too stretched in here. And all it took was just a little bit of nervousness and anxiety around this inflation issue. That jobs number last week was not good. Were they way underestimated, overestimated the situation there? Biden seems to be somewhat clueless about what's going on. They're making all the wrong moves at the wrong time. I mean, it's almost, you know, you take all the shale oil off the market, and then you have this exogenous event with Colonial, and now we've got this issue in energy. They talk about, hey, you know what, we're coming out of this pandemic. Let's just leave monetary and fiscal policy as loose as we possibly can and run hot on the inflation front. And at the same time, let's just start taxing people to death. I mean, this is not the right formula for the country. I think that a lot of global markets are beginning to pick up on this. The Fed is, I'm not sure the Fed has their head buried in the sand. They get this. But I've tried to touch on this, Greg. This whole thing with running these massive budget deficits is devaluing the dollar index. You look at that from day to day. It's not a good picture. The market is a vicious beast sometimes, and I think it's going to break the Fed. But we'll see. We'll see what comes in the next few weeks. But I expect continued volatility. I'll just tell you that. And watch the 10-year Treasury bond yield. That's one of the greatest indicators of what the market, really not just the market, but the global economy is thinking about the United States. So certainly, as you know, and the listeners know, we're going to update you every day as right. we move through this. But it's getting tougher and tougher by the minute.
Right, well, sure. I can tell right now there's a T-baller near you saying, put me in, coach, in center field. Go Tigers! And we'll look forward to the margin of victory report tomorrow. Thank you, Brent.
Absolutely. Thank you all, and have a great rest of the day.
By the way, we'll be looking forward to getting to know this new company and the services they offer. Thank you. 4:12 is the time. We sure have a lot going on right now. I need a traffic maestro. By the way, Brent McDonald, I opened up an account with him. It's a modest little thing. But I've done very well, and I'll tell you what, while everybody else I know has been taking hits, he's got me in situations that are somewhat immune to these drastic ups and downs. I like that. And if you're interested, at least have a conversation about how you can prepare for your future. 387-0094, that's McDonald and Hagen now in Vista Advisors.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
All right. I got everybody's mic on except mine. I'm a little confused. Dennis, thanks for calling back.
Hey, Greg. I work with several trucking industries, big ones, on a nationwide level. Okay. And there is no supply shortage. Okay. It is a, what's going to happen is what they're doing now, some of these companies in the local area as well as across central Alabama that supply gas and fuel and whatnot have diverted some of their trucks to go to the refineries to actually haul the fuel in different parts of the country. Mm-hmm. Okay, and most of the people are most of the companies that transport fuel are doing that. They've diverted a portion of their vehicles to support a national distribution and a regional distribution chain. Okay,
that makes sense.
What's going to cause the problem is people who think that, wow, we're not going to have any more gas and we got to get gas today, that's not the case. They have got to stop the run sale, okay? Mm-hmm. The run sale is just like they did back when there was this thing was going on with the toilet paper.
Yep.
That created a run sale.
Yep.
When a retailer looks at a run sale, he's going to throw them numbers out the window and not even use those numbers when he projects his comps for the next year.
Yeah, when I heard about this pipeline thing on Saturday, I knew this was coming. Because I've lived it before. History repeats itself.
Yeah, and I was around. I mean, I was around during Carter too, and I served under Reagan, and you know, I've been in Southeast Asia. I see where you're coming from, But this whole thing right here, I know that the pipeline is going to be well on its way to recovery towards the middle part of the end of next week.
Good.
And that's what I'm hearing with the suppliers who actually haul the product, who are actually delivering the product. And I ain't talking just a couple of them. I'm talking a bunch of them. And they don't have just 5 or 6 or 10 or 12 or a couple of dozen. They have several hundreds of trucks. So,
good news. Dennis, I appreciate your insights and an optimistic tone here, which is good to hear that, yes, this will get resolved.
Yeah, well, I mean, you just gotta use a little common sense.
Amen.
And you don't have to make a run sale on this. There's going to be gas Saturday. There's going to be gas next Tuesday. So everybody just needs to chill out and be normal.
Thank you.
Otherwise, all they're going to do is drop the price up, which is what the left wants you to do.
Absolutely. Yeah.
There you go, man. You nailed it. What an awesome call. Thank you.
Thank you, Dennis.
That's what I said at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
In a very calm broadcasting way.
Yes, you did, Greg. I can vouch for that.
In fact, I think I have the tape here.
Everybody remain calm!
And do not panic.
The folks between us, this is terrible. This is one of the worst catastrophes in the world.
That's what sells in the media. Now, here's a man who can take us away from all this.
Yay.
Ken Reynolds. We called him Mr. City today because he's the guy, and boy, for a year with all the restrictions, here's a man who loves to put on amazing events. Couldn't do that for a while, but we've got one coming up Friday, Brewfest, and I asked him to stop by and talk about it this afternoon, give us the scoop, how to get tickets, all of it.
Well, thank you for letting me come back in this afternoon, and you know, what better way to stay calm than to sample beer?
Yeah.
So we are really excited. After the year that we had last year, we've got a number of events that are coming back this year. And this Friday night, the 14th, we were having our 8th annual Riverbend Brewfest Brews and Blues Festival under the train shed starting at 6 o'clock.
Cool.
We have about 34 breweries that will be represented. A great selection of Alabama breweries will be there, as well as breweries from around the country. The folks from Asheville, North Carolina's Wicked Weed are going to be in town. And they're new to the area, so we're excited to welcome them to Montgomery and to welcome them to the Brewfest for the first time.
Wow.
We've got a great array of food vendors that'll be there. If it's food that you like with beer, we've got it.
I was going to tell you this morning, but we didn't have the time, but when you mentioned what's available to eat, all of it's great beer companion food.
Absolutely.
You want to run over a little bit of that?
What we're going to do, we'll have pizza there that's available for you. We'll have the Patriot Grill is going to come out and do some kicking wings for everybody. We'll also have barbecue. We'll have Mexican food from Little Donkey. So we've got lots of great local businesses that are stepping up to join us at the 8th Annual Riverbend Brewfest. And we're excited about bringing the event back to Montgomery again. And we're really excited about supporting all of these local businesses and giving the folks of Montgomery something that they have sorely needed for a long time.
Yes.
And that is a fun outdoor event.
There you go.
There you go. It's right.
Like it.
Now, getting tickets is very easy.
Yes, it is. Actually, we have several ways that you can get tickets. The easiest way is going to the city's website, which is www.montgomeryal.gov, G-O-V. And when you scroll down on the city's website, what you're going to find is you're going to find a calendar. You click on the Brewfest, and it'll take you right to the link to buy those tickets online. You can also pick them up in person at Dirk's Filet and Vine over on Cloverdale Road, or we will have a limited number of tickets available at the event itself, but this is an event where we do have to limit the number of tickets, so I would urge everybody to go ahead and think about getting your tickets in advance.
Not a good idea to assume they'll be available.
Absolutely. Plus the fact that if you're there and you're ready to sample beer, you're ready to eat food, you're ready to listen to incredible blues music from the band King Bee, you don't want to be standing in line behind folks that are buying tickets. If you can go ahead and get yours, show your ID, and walk in and begin to have fun.
And Rich said it'll be a great night for the event, too. Weather-wise. All right. Now, this morning you rattled off this tongue twister. Can you give me that again?
That is the Riverbend Brew... Now, see there, you've got me. It is the 8th annual Riverbend Brewfest Brews and Blues Festival.
Yep.
Brews and Blues Festival.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We're going to give away some tickets a little bit later.
That sounds great. And I'm going to have to tell you real quick that, you know, for all of the events that we do at the city, my office, you know, works on those events. But these events require a tremendous amount of coordination from everybody, from traffic control to sanitation to, you know, parks and recreation. So there's a lot of moving parts to all of these events. So, you know, if you see somebody out there with the city at the event, be sure and thank them for the job that they do. It's not just me sitting there doing it. It's a host of people that are behind me and propping these events up, including our sponsors. And this year's sponsors are going to be Dreamland Barbecue. We also have Allstate Beverage. And, of course, all the great folks here at Blue Water Broadcasting.
Woohoo!
It's our pleasure. Our pleasure. Great to see you. I know you're going to have a fantastic turnout and a lot of positive reviews on Saturday. I'll be checking. I'm very certain of that.
Well, and one of the things that we also want to do is we're going to have about 100 beers plus for folks to sample responsibly. Mm-hmm. So we want everybody to be comfortable bringing a designated driver. So if you have a designated driver, they can get into the event absolutely free.
Ain't that a great idea?
So if you got somebody that'll help you get back home after a responsible sampling of 100 beers or so, they can still come down. They can enjoy the live music. They can enjoy the food vendors. Have a great evening out at the train shed and still be able to do that at no cost for designated drivers and still a nominal cost. We started this event 9 years ago with a $25 ticket. We are still only at $25.
That's maybe the most amazing achievement of all. Way to go. Ken Reynolds from the city, and it's the Riverbend Brewfest Blues and Brews Festival. I got to work on this because I'm going to expect some people to do it for me. So thank you so much for coming back this afternoon.
Well, thank you very much, and we look forward to seeing everybody Friday evening.
All righty, at 4:22, time to hit the traffic dungeon.
Montgomery, Skywatch, traffic, our busiest spot right now, Atlanta Highway outbound from Madison Avenue. We've got some congestion on Federal Drive, Taylor Road, and Troy Highway at East South Boulevard. That's about it. I-65 and 85 rolling at the speed limit through downtown Montgomery. No accidents that we're aware of. Montgomery, Prattville, Millbrook, or Wetumpka. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. The shopping's incredible at Premier Place. After shopping, eat at Poblano's, King Buffet, or Sweet Frog Frozen Yogurt. That's all at Premier Place in Prattville. Another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Don't miss Brewmaker's Spring Service Special with multi-point inspection, tire rotation, oil change, plus vacuum and wash for only $99. It's better at brewmaker.com.
Angie.
Hi, Ben.
Well, come in, darling. I have a special evening planned for you.
You do? Ooh, I like your new chandelier.
Yeah, thanks. The technicians at Crosby Electric installed it for me. They had a lot of good suggestions, like these new outlets in the kitchen, so I can plug in my wine chiller and my new self-basting rotisserie oven. Do you like squab?
Mmm, do I?
And here's my new Crosby installed ceiling fan.
Beautiful.
And now, for the big moment, sit here on the sofa.
Okay.
I'll dim my new recessed lighting, specially installed by Crosby Electric.
Oh, my.
Click on my new electric fireplace locks, Crosby hardwire them to the panel, and ask you, Angie, will you be Mrs. Benjamin Farnbush?
Well?
Yes?
I've always wanted a self-basting rotisserie oven.
I'll take that as a yes.
Whether you're popping the question or making improvements to add value and livability to your home, call Crosby Electric for an estimate and lots of great suggestions. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
It's time to get outdoors and get together for those fun gatherings and family reunions. Be sure to take care of all your guests with portable toilets from Alabama Dumpster Service. They're delivered where and when you need and picked up by our own fleet of trucks. Our competitive pricing means dependable, affordable, clean, portable toilets. Call us today at 334-288-1500 for availability and schedules or learn more at alabamadumpster.com.
Worth Cleaners, your professional dry cleaner in the River Region, has been considered the best of the best for 30 years. You can expect the same great service whether you visit one of their two Montgomery locations or you take advantage of their free pickup and delivery service at your home or office. The lobby and drive-thru windows are open 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Saturdays. Worth Cleaners' helpful and knowledgeable employees stand ready to answer your questions about your dry clean clothing, bedspreads, wedding dresses, dress shirts, even your your household wash items. Yes, they'll clean your towels, socks, and undies, just about anything else that you clean at home. Now there's a Worth Cleaners app to make your dry cleaning service easier. Search Worth Cleaners in your app store and download the app. You can link to your account, update your credit card, request pickup service, check order status, and much more. Visit them today at 125 Brown Springs Road, 7825 Vaughn Road, or online at worthcleaners.com. Your family's clothing is worth it. Come by, visit online, or call Worth Cleaners today. Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding is what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We are not done with this disturbed weather pattern yet. Risk of showers and thunderstorms in the forecast for a couple of more days before it ends. Tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms will be around, with a low tonight down to about 63. Tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms are likely. A cooler day tomorrow, high 73. Risk of some leftover showers on Thursday. Thursday's high 71. Then great weather returns on Friday with upper 70s and lots of sunshine. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. Kubota knows a lot goes into taking care of your property. You need equipment that's reliable, durable, and versatile, like number one selling Kubota BX and L-Series compact tractors. See us for a demo today. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This is not headline news. NBC has dropped the Golden Globes, which means the number of award shows is now down to a paltry 46,378. Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez are spending a lot of time together again. Social media says they're okay with anything that results from this. Short of Geely 2. Bill and Melinda Gates have reportedly been working on their divorce since 2019. It's taken so long because the divorce papers were sent using Microsoft Outlook. Scientists say yes. Space junk prevents us from seeing stars. Ah. Unless that star is Scott Baio, then you're not seeing a star because he's not a star.
That's not nice.
And today is National Eat What You Want Day.
Ooh, cool.
Those of you who waited until today to celebrate, bless your hearts. This is not headline news.
By decree of the much beloved and glorious Prime Minister of Playtime, Eat What You Want Day has been rescheduled to tomorrow evening at Baumhauer's.
There you go.
And there was something we were going to do tomorrow. Now I can't remember what it was. Next week is Butt Paste Night.
Ah.
I can't believe I left my jar up here all day. I had applied some this morning.
Has anybody been in messing with your butt paste?
I don't know. I don't see any.
No fingerprints?
Good. That's good. You want a fully intact swirled butt paste.
Yes. Thing. It almost, if I put chocolate sauce in that, it would look edible. Yes, fan.
Yeah. Hey, man. I was on delivery. I worked at the Atlanta Highway store today, and I had delivery to this place called Lewis Lawn.
I
went in there. I go. I hear about you every day. So you must have built to listen to the radio a lot. Like, oh yeah, you know.
I'm not.
You must listen to Greg a lot. Yep. So.
Well, I appreciate that. Certainly, yeah. A great sponsor like Lewis Long should hear that.
Yeah. True.
Because they've been with us.
Does the worst. Worth
them
paying. Worth
their
money.
I think the only, we got a lousy connection, yes, Fan. Thanks. I think the only sponsor that's been with me longer than them, there's quite a few that are around the same time, mm-hmm. is you. You were the first.
I was the first.
But that's such a, I mean, I keep forgetting, that is really, by radio standards, a long time ago.
Mm-hmm. Quite a while.
It's shocking.
Yeah.
Here's something as a diversion. There's on Fox, Paul and Rand Paul and Dr. Fauci.
Scumbag.
He gets so defensive when he's accused of killing millions of people with his Wuhan.
Because he's lying.
Yeah, he is lying. He's been lying or incompetent from day one. I can't decide which. but neither one of them is particularly good when you're making the... You've got the world's attention and the media leaving hickeys on your ass daily because they just can't suck down enough Fauci. Yesterday, I said, this guy is like America's nipple. Everybody has to suck on Fauci to so they feel like they've had their daily nourishment of his brilliance. Bull crap!
Well, I mean, he's the force driving this narrative, so they have to prop him up. They have to love him, because without him, what would they do, you know?
We took a look back this morning at advertising and how it's changed.
Oh, yeah.
Especially TV ads, and ads that, I mean, there are many today who don't realize that cigarettes were once one of the economic foundations of the media, both TV and radio.
That's right, and in motorsports. I mean, that's what pushed motorsports was those advertising cigarettes.
We're going to, used to, do they? Are they allowed to be on race cars or anything?
Nope. No, sir.
That's freedom, isn't it?
Yeah.
431, so we will take a look back. It's kind of fun nostalgia in just a moment.
You don't have to break the bank for seniors independent living in Montgomery. Caravita Village has your answer with locked-in rental rates for 3 years, starting from $15.99 per month. Visit caravitavillage.com.
It's the first day of the first grade, and she found a new best friend. It's a layback Sunday.
Taste of bluebell and good friends gathered round. The good old days are being made right now.
It's a tailgate party on game day. It's a welcome to the neighborhood. It's another anniversary of the start of something good.
It's sharing bluebell ice cream as the evening sun goes down. The good old days are being made right now.
The good old days are being made right now.
Hi, Samantha. What are you up to?
Susan, hi. Oh, I'm out running some errands. I have to pick up some prescriptions for Tom at Adams Drugs.
I wish I could find a pharmacy to deliver my prescriptions. I'm still a little scared about going into the store.
I felt the same way and still don't go in very often, but we use Adams Drugs. They'll deliver our prescriptions to us anytime I'm not able to get to the store. They have the friendliest delivery people.
Adams Drugs?
Yes. Sometimes they even call me to let me know I have some prescriptions to be refilled. When I have questions about my medicine, I call and talk to the pharmacist right then. You just don't get that kind of service anymore.
Sounds like they know you very well.
They do. They're like family to me now. I depend on Adams Drugs. Always have and always will.
You've convinced me. We have an Adams right down the street, and I'm going to have them deliver my prescriptions. I wish I'd known about Adams years ago.
You'll depend on Adams Drugs as much as I do.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Visit AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider and are only available if the provider determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free for Hims.com/radio. That's right. Free, zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address. ForHims.com/radio. That's ForHims.com/radio for your free online visit. ForHims.com/radio.
Countries around the world are banning puberty blockers and cross-sex hormones for gender-confused minors because they cause irreversible damage. Yet, gender clinics in Alabama are giving these dangerous drugs to children as young as 8 who think they can change their sex. SB10 would protect these vulnerable children from harmful, irreversible drugs and surgeries. This bill will save lives, but time is running out. Please call the State House and ask Speaker McCutcheon to make SB10 a priority and pass it immediately. Sponsored by Compassion Coalition. Paid for by Eagle Forum of Alabama.
Has the high price of seniors' independent living got you down? Come visit Caravita Village and check out their newly renovated private living suites with all the amenities starting at just $15.99 per month. Visit CaravitaVillage.com.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Are you ready for some culture? I'm taking a break away from the incompetent Biden administration and all the other things that have us concerned. We're going to take a look back. This is not fake stuff. This is not parody or satire. These are actual ads.
Pass the Grey Poupon, please.
Help yourself, Terry. Have as much as you want.
Or the butt paste.
You don't want to get those confused on your sandwich. Butt paste is great, though, man. I wear it every morning on TV. And
I
nobody,
believe you.
Yeah. I mean, it rejuvenates your skin and gets rid of all that. Anyway, it gives you a nice even appearance when you're on camera. The first ad, a cigarette ad from 1962 for a brand that I don't think exists anymore, Raleigh?
They're not around anymore.
No, all it is now is a city that Andy Griffith and Barney visited about
visit, yeah.
Once or twice
the
a year.
Could screw something up.
But when you listen to this, this has got to be some of the worst acting I've ever heard in any commercial.
Every day, more and more people are discovering something extra in smoking pleasure.
Raleigh?
Cough.
Oh, no thanks. I have a pack. Well, I didn't know you'd switch.
I just did.
Why? I got embarrassed borrowing yours. Besides, I like that Raleigh taste. Well, don't do that. Why not? The coupons. Save the Raleigh coupon.
Yep. Yep.
What for? What for? These flower shears? That lawn sprinkler?
Ooh.
I got them free. Free for Raleigh coupons. So if you're not saving that coupon, I'll take it.
I can use it for chemotherapy.
It's not funny, but it's hilarious.
I understand. Yeah, no. look. I think it was in the, I don't know, early 90s, Cool had a coupon thing.
Yeah, Marlboro does right now.
And they had this giant pool float, blue and a bright green color, and I smoked myself into that thing.
Just so you could get it, yeah.
And it was it was the real deal. It was a huge thing in the pool, of course. Everybody just loves a family that floats in a cool cigarette pool float.
Who wouldn't? You know, doctors used to. I listen to old radio shows, and I have Sirius like you have in your car.
Yeah.
And you hear, it's amazing to me the commercials you hear from these shows from the 40s and 50s. You know, doctors did a test, and those who smoked Chesterfield had no adverse effects on their lungs
right.
And all. And you're thinking, what?
Yeah.
I don't get that.
How did that work out?
I don't know.
Here's another interesting. I want to think. This is the one that Mark Cumbie sent. This is a 1961 Coca-Cola commercial that advertises a special benefit. It's going to play.
Yep, I hear the crackling.
You know, this was me 5 years ago, and it's still me. As I confess, I'm a waistline watcher from way back. Well, that's enough for today. Now for a lively lift. Ice-cold Coca-Cola. There's no waistline worry with Coke, you know. Actually, this individual size bottle has no more calories than half a grapefruit. Another thing, the cold, crisp taste of Coke is so satisfying, it keeps me from eating something else that might really add those pounds.
Ooh.
Coke's a natural, wholesome blending of pure food flavors. I guess that's why everyone likes the refreshing new feeling you get, only from not-too-sweet Coca-Cola. And no wonder. Lively, lifty Coca-Cola provides a welcome bit of quick energy between meals. Makes for a pleasant pause in a busy day. Oh, and remember, Coke is low in calories, too. Say, now, don't you get any thinner.
You're so bad.
Yeah, but you're smiling, Rosie.
Yeah,
I can see you smiling over there.
It was funny.
Yeah.
Let's say hi to James.
You know, I called the right show, apparently.
You did.
I understand there's a move on to put people back to work in this state by Meemaw. Is that right?
That's correct.
Yes.
Well, Terry will tell you, Greg, I'm looking for a job, but I can't find one open for what I'm qualified to do.
What would that be?
Yeah.
Nothing.
Wow.
And everything's my fault.
Of course it is. You're white.
And I'm a white, heterosexual male.
Yep.
Shame
over
on you.
50.
Yep.
And they've used me for a kick and stump my entire life.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm getting used to it. I'm starting to like it.
Uh-oh. That's not good.
No, there's websites you can visit for yeah. treatment on that.
Yeah, and there's professional help available, too.
Okay, since I got you on the air, am I going to have a show to listen to at 6 o'clock on Saturday?
Yes, you are.
Fabulous. You know, I try to, when I find like-minded people, I share for whatever good it is.
Well, thank you, James. I appreciate that.
I do, man. I mean, I'm looking out for you, and in a way, I'm looking out for me because, I mean, we both know that I try to throw out a self-promotion whenever I can.
Oh, sure. I've heard that about you.
Well, Terry has a sizable and dedicated following on Clearing the Air Saturday night, 6 to 10 on News Talk. We got to hit the traffic dungeon at 4:41. Thank you, James. That was fun.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic so far so good this afternoon. No accidents in us to pass along. We are very busy, though. East Boulevard from Atlanta Highway up to I-85. Northeast Boulevard also congested, as well as East-South Boulevard from Troy Highway past Baptist. Norman Bridge putting a lot of cars on East-South Boulevard this afternoon. I-65 at 85 looking good through downtown Montgomery. Light to mostly moderate traffic. 567-9000, that's the number to call MCS to refinance your home mortgage, get cash out, or to get pre-approved to buy. MCS in Wetumpka, NMLS 232876. For Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Spring has sprung, so spring into savings at Brubaker with huge savings on cars, trucks, and SUVs. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at brubaker.com.
Spring is here, and your friends at Peaches and Clean can help relieve some of your spring fever cleaning. All the pollen and rain, it's time to get those carpets clean. Make your house look and smell clean. Plus, Peaches and Clean can take care of your hardwood floors, upholstery cleaning, and tile and grout. And no one takes better care of your expensive oriental and area rugs. Visit peachesandclean.com. That's Peaches, the letter N, clean.com.
There's no clean like
Do you need cash? How about an equity loan on your home, mobile home, land, or even automobile? Mortgage Corporation of the South. We've been serving Central Alabama for well over 25 years, and we've helped folks cash in on the equity in their homes, mobile homes, land, and automobiles. The cash can be used for anything you want. And the great thing, your credit does not have to be perfect in order to be approved. That's right. If you've had a prior bankruptcy or slow payments, if you have equity in your home, that is your equity. You've built it up. You've paid for it, and it's yours. You can get it. So get the cash you need, use the money for whatever you want. Now, let's shift gears for a second. If you have perfect credit, we have some of the lowest rates that you'll find anywhere for refinances and home purchases. And the best thing, we offer 1 hour loan approvals. That's right, 1 hour loan approvals. Call us at 567-9000, 567-9000, or mcsloans.com.
Make your next move, your best move, call MCS.
MLS 232876, Equal Housing Lender.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We are not done with this disturbed weather pattern yet. Risk of showers and thunderstorms in the forecast for a couple of more days before it ends. Tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms will be around, with a low tonight down to about 63. Tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms are likely. A cooler day tomorrow, high 73. Risk of some leftover showers on Thursday. Thursday's high 71. Then great weather returns on Friday with upper 70s and lots of sunshine. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Make this summer one you'll never forget with a new car, truck, or SUV from Brubaker Motors. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at brubaker.com.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Check it out.
Here at Mattel, we're concerned about the environment.
Yay!
That's why we're instituting a toy take-back program.
No!
That's right. When you're done playing with a toy, we'll take it back. Like these Matchbox cars. Give them back, kid.
No, you can't have my toys.
And this Barbie doll.
Stop taking my toys back.
We're helping the environment.
Go help it yourself.
Come on, it's to help the Earth.
Screw the Earth, I want my toys.
Mattel's Toy Take Back Program. Maybe we have a few kinks to work out.
Give me my toy!
I could see that.
This is, you know, look, I'm not anti-environment.
Well, I'm not either. You're gonna
tell me that a ton of Barbie dolls are going to save the planet. They're going to stop. By the way, there was a story today. They are having the coldest May in almost 400 years in Britain.
Mm-hmm. So much for global warming.
And April, they had, in fact, I think they do still have snow on the mountains they use for skiing over
there. Yeah. The truth of it is, if America did everything that the UN is saying we should do to save the planet, it would only amount to less than 1% of an effect mm-hmm. on the world. Less than 1%. If you gave up your car and went to electric, if we got away from all fossil fuels, if we did everything UN says we should do, less than 1%. What's the point? How do you qualify that? How can you push something like that? That's crazy.
And again, what is supplying the electricity to the charging
station?
Exactly.
Yeah. Exactly. In my neighborhood, there are 67 houses. If more than five of us bought a Tesla, the grid could not handle it. Could not handle it.
No kidding.
No kidding. That's how much energy it requires to charge these cars. We're not set up for this. We are not set up for this.
Nor are we set up to close pipelines or do anything else that these morons are doing. In the meantime, you'll not hear this from any Democrat, but we have already achieved the carbon emission standard set for 2025.
Imagine that.
We're 4 years ahead. We've been around. We have watched this planet, our lakes, our waters, and everything else get cleaned up. We could always do more. But this idea that we're going to control the weather through our Barbie dolls,
which is
basically what they're saying.
Yeah. Well, the thing is technology, nanotechnology, and a lot of innovation that's come about just in the last 10 years as far as ICEs, internal combustion engines, they're now cleaner than they've ever been. They're more efficient than they've ever been, and they just get better and better and better. And now they want us to throw all this out and go electric. And like you said, what's going to be creating the electricity to charge the batteries to run these electric vehicles?
Yeah.
Fossil fuels. It's a circle. It's crazy. It doesn't make sense.
No, it doesn't. Want to have some more fun with these old spots?
I love. Like I said, I love listening to old radio, and part of it is the commercials. It's stuff that I had forgotten about.
There's been 8 million views on Fred Flicks off the YouTube.
Love the YouTube.
The YouTube. Old commercials that would be politically incorrect today. Now, I know there's no bad language in here, but this is sort of a sentimental look back at our culture and what we saw then and see so very differently today.
Years ago.
Okay.
Almost 10 years old.
This music is going to make me cry if I... Here we go.
Ooh, this flat tire needs a man. But when there's no man around...
Ooh. Backlit woman.
Yes. Looking very alone and frightened.
Uh-huh. Oh, a payphone.
When there's no
man around. Is that
what
you call those? Payphones?
Yeah.
Goodyear should be. Why? Watch this. New Goodyear Double Eagle carries its own spare inside. Lifeguard safety spare. A tire in a tire. Keeps on going. Next time, give her a second chance.
Go Goodyear.
The tire within a tire. And what do they use? The primary selling tool in that was fear.
Uh-huh.
Because they show this woman alone
at night.
At night.
Mm-hmm.
with a flat.
Yep, it's raining. She's having to walk by herself.
I don't remember that one.
I don't remember that one.
Well, maybe we'll remember the next one. Maybe Crawdad remembers.
He remembers everything. Comrade.
Are you talking about the Wankel rotary engine?
Oh, no, I remember that. Don't get me started on Wankels. I love Wankels.
What was the model car that used the Wankel?
Oh, the RX-7 Mazdas, the pickup trucks, the Cosmo, you know, it goes on.
The RX, yeah.
The Wankel rotary, wasn't it?
Yes. Okay. It developed by Felix Wankel. It originally was designed by a German scientist, Wankel, to be a supercharger on one of their aircraft. That's where they got the idea
from. I built a scale model of the Wankel not long after it came out. It was amazing.
Oh, they're great. Wankel sounds like something your mother would warn you about not doing.
Yeah, don't be wankling in there.
Yes. Do that.
I'm listening through the door.
But I wanted to ask, when the hell are we going to go back to the gold standard? Because, you know...
Never.
Women should know their place and not have opinions about such things. And
yeah, who do they think they are?
Tampering with economics. What's her name? Janet Yellen?
Yeah.
What's she yelling about today?
Who knows? I don't know.
I have no idea, but Yoda, I thought we had seen enough of her during Obama's, interminable presidency, and now she's back. Actually, probably never went away. She was just behind the scenes doing everything she could to turn Trump's presidency and said, Crawdad, I'm out of time for the hour, but thanks.
Thanks, buddy.
I just got a note from my brother from another mother.
Ah.
Thino, the Greek god. I'm still, after 16 years, trying to find the right woman for him so he can have children.
Shitrin.
So he's over at the Costco today.
The Costco.
The line is out to the second parking lot. Do these people even know that the Hack pipeline doesn't affect our gas? Our gas comes from Pascagoula. This is what I expected.
About.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Word gets around. I saw it in some messages over the weekend. Better get gas. Better fill up. And this gets around. I don't know if you remember this, but when we were still on AM... we got a call one afternoon from somebody who said, do you know why there's cars waiting in line for gas? I think it was the racetrack up here.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I don't know. There was nothing in the news that said we should expect shortages. Right. By the end of the show, and I did not give this credence. I just took the call.
Sure.
Almost every gas station in town had lines.
It doesn't take
long. It's amazing how eager we are to have fossil fuels when we think we're not going to have access to
them. Uh-huh.
4:52, I'll be borrowing station vehicles to get to and from the house.
Or maybe riding your bicycle then. That would be a ride.
You know, Terry, I love you like a brother. you're a great guy.
I was kidding, Greg.
But I don't think I'll be pedaling my bicycle to the station at 4 in the morning.
No, because you would be doing nothing but being on the radio and pedaling, because it'd take you that long to get here.
Well, if there was a safe way to get here...
True.
There's no sidewalks on Atlanta Highway.
That's right.
I don't know of any... You know, AUM has some nice riding areas, but how do you get from AUM over the interstate to here without getting killed? I've already been hit by a car once on a bike. I'm trying to make
really?
Sure... Really? Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that.
1998, I was working for Rick.
There's something about
I was walking
that.
My bike through a crosswalk. The lady approaching the crosswalk... couldn't read STOP. She was a nurse in an elder facility.
Well, that's appropriate.
So she was there on a green card. And no insurance.
So she didn't give the pedestrian the right of way.
No, and I got a compound fracture in my left arm.
Ooh.
I mean, my left arm was twice the size of my left leg by the time they got me to the ER.
Yeah, they'll do that.
I'm riding around on the ground. I mean, I'm in serious pain, and she gets out of her car and starts yelling at me. Because I guess my bike got all bent up.
You did her bumper or something.
It was beyond repair. So I got ungots, meaning nothing. Not a thing.
That ain't right.
I don't know for the heads up. So tomorrow night we'll be at Baumhauer's. I know there's something... tomorrow that we want
to... Yes, but I don't want to say it over the air in case someone is listening.
Oh. Okay, no, that's cool.
I think I know what you're talking about, but if we shouldn't say it, I'm not going to say it, obviously.
Yeah.
Yesterday was National Shrimp Day, And they do shrimp tacos, right?
Yes.
Yeah, there's a lot of different ways to enjoy
Delicious.
Greece.
Delicious.
And Bob takes great pride. In fact, it's the mandate from the big guy to the people that stock his restaurants. When it comes to seafood, they want everything. I mean, I think like 99% of it does come from somewhere within Alabama.
Yeah, local. That's great. That's how it should be.
Yes. And Bayou La Batre, you know, mm-hmm. the seafood comes from there.
Mm-hmm.
And the fish tacos, the shrimp tacos.
Shrimp po' boy on naan bread.
Oh, yeah. My
gosh.
Yeah, that naan bread is great for those sandwiches that need like a mid-sized hunk of bread to hold everything together. Naan bread, yeah.
Making
and it's
me hungry again.
Like the pot roast Philly cheesesteak. Now, that's not seafood, but that's food you'll see and want to try.
There you go. That kind of seafood. That was
very
good.
Yeah,
that was good.
I haven't lost it.
No.
Not yet. I still got another hour and 5 minutes to do that. Anyway, we head over to Baumhauer's every Wednesday night. It's kind of a traditional gathering, and we hope you'll come and join us. Don't be shy. The nice couple, it was their first time last week.
Dennis and Misty.
I was so glad that they finally came by. Wonderful people.
Yeah, and they met friends. People who they had something in common with.
Like-minded people.
Yes.
It's really a good group, and LaDonna Brooks is our mistress of ceremonies.
Yes, she is.
She gets everybody introduced, so you'll feel welcome within minutes. That's tomorrow night at Baumhauer's. Don't forget Wing Fingers downtown in the RSA building, 10:30 to 4 every day with great chicken. Yeah.
Great memories there.
Crinkle cut fries.
Crinkle cuts. Have you tried the Dr. B burger there?
No, not yet.
Whenever you buy a Baumhauer burger, understand that's an exclusive mix of chopped sirloin and ground chuck. You got to take a bite of the burger before you drown it in condiments. And that includes mayonnaise, people.
Yeah, just the seasoning of the meat is a feast.
Taste the meat.
Delicious.
It is so good. All right, now that everybody's hungry, let's see how the traffic is to get to Baumhauer's on the Boulevard. 457.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have an accident on the Eastern Boulevard. This is going to be just past Atlanta Highway in the lane headed towards I-85. Use caution. We've got a tremendous amount of congestion on Eastern Boulevard from Atlanta Highway to I-85. A lot of congestion. I-85 from Eastern Boulevard to Taylor. Also inbound from Chantilly to Taylor. We've got slow traffic there. Heavy traffic on I-65 and 85 through the interchange in downtown Montgomery. Buckle up, drive carefully, we'll keep you updated. From a simple patient transport to life or death situations, Haynes Ambulance there for you both on the ground and in the air. Haynes Ambulance, ready in a moment's notice. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Make this summer one you'll never forget with a new car, truck, or SUV from Brubaker Motors. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at brubaker.com.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School in Montgomery. If you have ever considered starting your own business, or maybe, like me, had this fascination for the real estate business, then come join us. Our course covers the real estate law, agency, contracts, property management, and leases. We also discuss financing a home, property taxation, and how homes are sold in this market. Even with this pandemic, we've been showing, selling, listing, managing homes at a fast pace. Our supply is low, and there are plenty of buyers. Maybe now is the time you decide about a lifelong career of helping other people getting into a home for their family. Call us for details at the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. Online courses are also available, 551-0225, or my email, bogoodson@charter.net.
Thursday night classes have resumed. Call today.
Hello, Montgomery. This is Brian Stevenson encouraging you to level up and get vaccinated. I've dedicated my life to fighting for justice and equality. And in the past year, we've seen how even this pandemic has unjust and unequal impacts in some communities. Too many have lost friends, family members, jobs, and opportunities. But now we have the power to take control, to regain confidence, to feel protected, to get safer. So level up and get vaccinated. Visit bamavax.info to make your appointment today.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a